The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here is Chubb going the other way and going into the end zone. Touchdown, Browns. First TD of the game. Watson with a pump fake and a pass. Caught for the touchdown. And Farrell Brown. Coming on, Joe Judge. Here is Chubb going outside. One won't go out of bounds. And he does it. And he may go all the way. And he does. No flags are down. And Chubb.
He ran out of bounds.
Goes out of bounds at the 1 yard line.
I'm not even giving you an extra chance. We're just going to take a knee and the game's over.
Well, we're all disappointed because, like you said, it was winnable. We felt like it was winnable. And even though it was 0-3 at the half, we felt like that we could come back in the second half and then get points on the board and be able to pull it out. But it didn't work that way.
Rich, let's turn our attention to the Houston Texans search for a new head coach. And right now they have interim coach Romeo Crennel in. He is now running the show, and the plan had been to get to the end of the season and hire a new coach. My understanding from inside the Texans building is that they are strongly considering just keeping Romeo Crennel in through the 2021 season. Would continue to make him the oldest coach in the NFL and would certainly be an unconventional move. But the reason this is being considered by Jack Easterby and others in the Texans brass is because basically due to COVID-19, in-person interviews may be difficult. You have to give $30 or $40 million to a coach you've never met. Certainly that is not something that right now is ideal. Would also allow Easterby to remain in charge for a couple years until they get everything settled in Houston.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Boy, that sure sounds like good news. And those highlights didn't take very long. Hey, let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Oh, I kind of think he's more like Homelander. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, if you want to get in, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, you know the number for that. And it's a Monday. Let's have some fun today, boys. More fun than your beloved Texans had yesterday.
Oh, probably so. Didn't look that fun, the Texans game. Watching it wasn't that fun.
No.
I can't imagine playing it in the cold and the wind was any more fun.
Yeah, and
looked like maybe more fun than the Ravens-Patriots game.
True. That was nasty. So just one of those weather days, and, I don't have too much to say about that game other than, those two teams are both not very good. I mean, the Browns are a pretty phony 6-3, if you ask me. But
I agree. They're more than 3 points better than the Texans.
I was going to be really mad if that cost me my fantasy game when Nick Chubb stepped out of bounds, which I wound up winning big anyway.
Oh, you have Nick Chubb, huh?
Yeah. Oof. That was not what you want to see.
I'll say this. Watching that game yesterday makes it pretty obvious that while Nick Chubb is good, I think Kareem Hunt's better than him.
He was yesterday. Chubb's coming off the injury, too.
It's just like Kareem Hunt's just faster. Like there's just something about the way he moves in traffic. Like Chubb has to like hold the ball tight and put his shoulders down and accept that contact where Kareem Hunt's kind of like a dancer, like a ballerina trying to get through there. I don't know. There's something there's something enjoyable about watching Kareem Hunt play football.
He's graceful.
I get, that's a good move. He's a terrible human, but he's a very graceful runner.
Yeah, but he does a lot better when they have Nick Chubb because without him the last few weeks, they haven't been able to run the football.
Yeah. And, certainly he's not a guy that, and I don't think Nick Chubb is either, a guy that you want to hand the ball to 25 times a game. I don't know that there's not many of those guys left in the NFL.
Right.
Hell, even Zeke Elliott isn't that anymore.
No. But
he's paid like it, but he's not it.
But I think there were a couple things that I think were pretty costly. I think wasting the timeouts in the second half, because not that, I mean, you did need them and you wound up not stopping them, but it's not just that you stop the clock. It's that your guys get to rest.
Yeah.
And against the running attack that's going to gash you. So I thought, screw it. I thought that was a very O'Brien-like move by your head coach, who apparently they want to keep through 2021, which, boy, we got a lot to talk about there. But I thought that. And then I thought it was really inconsistent going for it early in the game inside the five, when clearly the weather's going to be a factor. Take the 3 points there. And if you're not, if you're going to go for it there, then late in the game when it's fourth and two, why try the 40-plus yard field goal, which is a coin flip in that win? Even, I mean, no matter how good your kicker is, that's 50-50.
Yeah.
Why try the field goal there? Why not go for it there?
Well, why didn't you try it when you did your pooch kick?
If you're going to try it in that situation.
So
yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
really?
Yeah. That was.
You're down by three. You have a chance to. And it's not like the Browns were going up and down the field where field position was the most important factor in the game.
No.
It's like if you're close enough to even try to kick it, you might want to try, because it looks like there ain't going to be a whole lot of points scored today. But it was genius, says the guy who got fired for building an 0-16 team.
By the way, thank you for giving us those two fossils yesterday to call the game.
What a terrible call.
Matt Millen was so awful. It was just like, it was humorous. But really, that's all there was to the game. I mean, it was just it was ugly. It wasn't fun to watch. And, you know, but now I think you can stop trying to act like, hey, you know what? Maybe they can rally here and make the playoffs. I think we can stop with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
You know, what's crazy is the Browns are now, like, they're tied with the Ravens. I mean, the Browns are probably a playoff team.
I think they are now, yeah.
And I don't think that the Browns are, I don't know if I think they're, like you think, total frauds, but
I think they're a fraud at quarterback is the problem.
I agree with that.
I think they're a quarterback away from being a very good team, because they've got some terrific players and on both sides of the ball, but Baker Mayfield is a total fraud. Is that fair?
I mean, I think it's pretty fair. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if he's a total fraud. I mean, I've said before, when you get pressure on him, he sucks. I don't think any quarterback was going to play particularly well. I shouldn't say that. Guys like Mahomes probably would have found a way to be successful.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you're going to be an elite quarterback, you got to find a way to be successful in those conditions.
Yeah.
And it was obvious that neither guy was very accurate, and they were being very careful so as not to throw interceptions, which I get. But, you know, it was a hard watch, and it was hard to write about that game too, because I have to do my little five observations every week. Yeah, it was pretty much the only thing that I came out of that with, and this is one where I've been very critical of this guy, Zach Cunningham. Played very well for the second week in a row. He actually made impact plays. He was very good. And early in the season, he was not earning his contract. So I'm hopeful that this is who he is, because if it is, I mean, you're stuck with him anyway because of what you paid him. But at least that's another piece that you'll be able to use in your rebuilding.
Yeah.
So I took that out as a positive.
He's still overpaid. And that's
not yeah, I think he's overpaid, but he's also, if he can be a productive player, you're going to have to pay him anyway, at least for a couple more years. So how about not sucking? And, boy, how long was it before you heard Whitney Merciless's name in a defensive struggle?
He almost got a tackle for loss.
Almost, yeah.
And he almost got a quarterback sack, but then there was a penalty. So, yeah, he almost had a good day yesterday, it looked like.
Yeah. Almost.
Almost.
It's a lot of almost there.
Almost. Yeah, that's there's no working around that's just an awful contract. There's no sugarcoating it. There's no, well, maybe it'll get better. No, it's a disaster.
That's Bill O'Brien's last little bleep you, I think.
Yeah.
And I hate him even more because I had the Bills money line big time yesterday, and DeAndre Hopkins makes that catch. That never happens if Bill O'Brien doesn't trade him. So I already hate the man. He just gave me another reason.
Yeah.
How'd your betting go?
It was okay. College wasn't great. The North Carolina game could have been a big swing for me. North Carolina Wake Forest. I had them minus 13.5.
Ouch.
They were
took a miracle for
it
them.
It took a miracle for them to go. They went up 14 with like 2.5 minutes left, and it looks like it's over. And it's 3rd and 18, and Wake Forest completes a bomb, and they end up they go for two randomly, and UNC wins by 6, but my win probability going into the fourth quarter I had a 13.5 point favorite and they were down 14.
Yeah.
It was like less than 0.5% cover probability. And then they get now with like one possession left, 3rd and 18, they're like 99.6 win or cover probability.
Yeah.
And they don't, which is that one hurt. And that was my biggest bet of the weekend for college football. But the NFL went pretty well. I teased the Seahawks and the Chargers.
Oh, good move.
And I needed every point that I could get out of both of them. So that was nice. My best bet of the NFL weekend was under in the Saints 49ers game, which, by the way, again, the Saints, I feel bad if I almost bet the 49ers to cover. I feel bad for you if you did bet the 49ers. The Saints, they were not 14 points better. That's the most fraudulent box score.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, it took muffed punts. It took everything for the Saints to even win that game. And then you look at the final and you go, oh, well, the Saints had their way. That was not the case. The Saints could do nothing offensively. And that's going to be a problem because now it looks like they're going to have to do nothing offensively without Drew Brees for a while.
Right.
I wouldn't feel very good about that.
No. Well, I mean, Alvin Kamara's got to be the guy to carry him, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with Winston because I think he'll take more chances, but he'll also make more mistakes, and I don't know how that's going to work out for him.
I had a tease on the Ravens and the under in the game last night. I just needed the Ravens to win the game, and the officials did everything they could to make sure the Ravens didn't win that game. And then I had Browns minus 3. So that was a nice chunk of money left on the table that would have helped out a lot.
Yeah, I went 2-3, but I lost my biggest bet of the weekend, so it was not a good weekend. Right. So I had UH cover. That was easy. I like the Dolphins a lot, so I had that one. But I missed on Buffalo. I missed on the TCU game, and I can't remember the other one I missed, but the Buffalo game was my biggest play, and I bet a money line, and I could have had him at 2.5, and I got greedy.
I bet Giants too. I should have money lined the Giants. The Eagles are total garbage.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So the real news to come out yesterday was that the Texans are considering keeping Romeo Crennel and Jack Easterby around.
Well, that would kind of toss your theory of if they bring in the right guy.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's out the window, gone by. So,
man, that would honestly, that would be a full-blown disaster, in my opinion, if you just because you're just punting on another year and you're not starting the rebuild. It's that nothing about that seems good to me.
The only positive that I can divine from this. And again, now, like my whole thing of, yeah, get the right people in there and you know, maybe you can turn things around pretty quickly. The front office thing, that would be a complete disaster. The Cornell thing, I have a question. If you're promoting your own minority, do you get the two draft picks?
I don't know.
Because
who would get? I think that would. I don't think that works.
That's what I want to know, because technically they developed him, right? He was their defensive coordinator.
Well, he was the Patriots' defensive coordinator for, and then the Browns hired him. Do the Browns get some picks for that?
I mean, I don't know how that works. It seems to me though,
Whole thing's absurd.
Yeah, well, it's the dumbest thing ever, right? But if you could do that and get picks, and then make him go out and hire the best coordinators available, and offensive line coaches and things like that, then I could almost tolerate it. Almost. I think it's a horrible idea. I think it's here. You gave your fan base hope by getting rid of O'Brien, and this is how you reward them. You really think people are going to stick around? I got nothing against Romeo. I don't think he's a very good head coach. He's not a disaster, but if he hires somebody who can actually handle the offense, and boy, some of those play calls, man. All right, was there anybody here who didn't know the Texans were going to run a quarterback draw on that fourth down?
Literally,
it was just the Browns knew it. We knew it. You could tell Deshaun knew that everybody knew it because he had that look on his face. Okay, I'm about to get killed. I mean, come on. And the play call on third down was pretty good. They just didn't execute it. But to do that on fourth down, come on, man. So... there's no hope for this team, and yeah, of course, me, I try to look at the bright side of things, right?
You're a bright sider.
Yeah, I'm a positive guy. Well, you know how hard it is for the guys on the other dial to talk about Texans right now? Imagine if they have to do this for a whole year. Well, maybe Romeo can, maybe Jack Easterby. I don't know how this guy got so much power, but all right.
Good for him. Yeah. I mean, he's a he finds a way. He finds a way to keep climbing that ladder somehow. But he's not all that different than O'Brien, honestly.
No.
I mean, he just does it with a different attitude, it appears. Maybe a few less curse words. But, it's really amazing that dude is finagled his way so far up the chain.
And here's the problem with the whole organization is, and look, we've all run into con men and women, and you know, I've known them, you've known them, they can fool you for a while. That's why, you know, some of these televangelists, that's what they are, right? They're just con men.
Yeah.
And I think the Texans got conned by Bill O'Brien, and now I think they've got a new con man in charge.
Do you think he also has gotten away with so much of it and moved up so fast because he's never put in front of the media like O'Brien was three times a week? And he's never had to have anybody ask him a question where all of a sudden he starts to backtrack on himself?
They do keep him hidden. How often is he actually...
Well, he's like Cal. I mean, yeah. We don't know what... Bill O'Brien was the front man for their operation. But apparently Easterby was pulling a lot more strings than we thought he was.
Yeah, everybody, Rogue Monkeys, he's Littlefinger from Game of Thrones. Maybe so, because Littlefinger wasn't charming. He was just conniving. Apparently this guy's pretty charming. Now, I would never know because I never see him.
You won't be charmed by that nonsense.
No. Well, I won't be, because I'll go into it thinking, okay, con man. But... You know, I don't know. The people who know him say he's extremely charming, and that's one of the reasons why he's moved up. But you know, that doesn't mean you're qualified to make personnel decisions on an NFL team. And, you know, if using the COVID excuse is dumb, by the way. Oh, it's going to be hard to interview people. No, it's not. It's not hard at all. You know, those Zoom things work out pretty well.
Yeah.
You could do a Zoom tomorrow. You know, should have done a Zoom with Eric Bieniemy on the Chiefs bye week. How much is it going to take to get you here, pal? What can we do?
He's saying, "Oh, that doesn't seem like something they do." Let's do that. Because one thing I realized over the course, and This is why Jack Easterby should not be left in charge, because he's been there. He's been there during this. And honestly, this is, in the discussion, I don't want to say it's a slam dunk, but it's in the discussion for worst GM job right now.
Oh.
In the league.
Oh, yeah. I think it is. And what he and...
Nobody has a worse roster or less potential to get better than the Texans. I mean, it is bad. And literally the only thing you've really got going for you is Deshaun. That's it.
Well, I think they got a little more than that, but the cost they paid for it.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. It's, are you going to be able to use...
You have a top 10 quarterback. You're paying top 5 money.
Yeah.
You have a top 5 left tackle that gets paid way more than any other left tackle in the league. And then you've got a bunch of pretty bad contracts and no draft capital. Like, the Jets and the Jags have 2 first-rounders each. I would say, if I'm like an incoming GM, I want to put my stamp on an organization, I'd much rather work with one of those teams than this.
I would much rather work with the Jaguars. Now, the Jets will have Trevor Lawrence, so you got that going for you. I assume they're going to have Trevor Lawrence. They may screw up and win a game.
They might.
But, yeah, I think now, and I don't know. I mean, I assume the Jets' job's going to be open. Now, if the Jets don't clean house and get rid of Adam Gase, I don't know how I feel about that. But
there's no way they can do that. There's no way they can bring back Adam Gase.
I know,
Gase.
But there's a lot of things you could say there's no way.
If he goes 0-16.
Idiots still do it. Yeah, there's no way you could trade DeAndre Hopkins, AJ, for a warm bucket of spit.
That is true.
So,
I mean, John and Lance made the point this morning. Bill O'Brien might be candidate for GM of the year. He took 2 teams that were not in the playoffs. They're both playoff contenders now.
Yeah, Arizona and Miami. Yeah.
Exactly.
He's turned them around.
Miami.
And he's only one man.
Yeah. Good for him.
But I I'm sure Easterby's distancing himself from that. But I don't care. If you're the guy, if you're in that front office and O'Brien comes and says, I want to make this deal, and I said this about Cal, I've said this all along, anybody with sense would have said, whoa, back off, bro. We're not doing this. And where was Easterby then? Oh, I think this is a good idea. So, I mean, I'm a lot less, like, I've been the one saying, if you get the right guys in there, I think you can make some pretty quick fixes to get, you can get where the Browns are right now, but not with this guy, you can't. I'm going to say 0% chance. And boy, you bring back the same coach, and if he brings back the same coaching staff on top of it, then to hell with this team.
No! God,
I mean,
no, God, please, no.
Yeah, what he said. I can't fathom anybody in their right mind doing that. But in their right mind is the key phrase. And even a bad owner can get lucky with the right guys. Like, Bill Bidwell was one of the worst owners in all of football, and he got lucky with a hire and lucky with a quarterback, and they got to a Super Bowl. It can happen, but you make it hard. And if this is the path they're going to take, good luck.
Yeah.
We'll have to adopt a new team for the Blitz to talk about every week.
I guess so. I mean, I don't want to talk about this.
No, I don't either. Especially if that's a decision they make.
Well, there's a lot more games that we can talk about, a lot more teams we can talk about. I mean, it was a full weekend of football. It was just bad football locally.
Yeah. Well, there were some interesting games, though, at least. All right. First, I got to tell you about new breaks. And, man, I've had so many people tell me the same thing. They came to my place. They were great. They were quick. And one guy said, told me about a few things I need to watch on my truck. That's what they do. They come to you and they fix your brakes. And that's, brakes are what they do, and it's all they do. And no matter where you are, they're going to come to you. If you're at home, they'll come out, and you don't have to go to a shop. That's the best part. Who wants to go sit in a shop right now for a couple hours? They come to your house, or if you're working, they'll come to your office, and they take care of everything. And they're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And if you're going to get on the road here for Thanksgiving, you better get the brakes fixed now. Now is the time. to go and get those taken care of. And the cool thing is, if you just go to newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com, mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. And the other cool thing is guys, this is going to be fast and easy, and you're doing business with quality people. Newbrakes.com, they're going to get right back to you and set everything up within a couple of minutes. N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com, mention ESPN, 10% off.
Came in with me, but she ain't mine. She not high. Free my cousin till he free. He doing time. Let him free. I'm the muff best, but I'm not Cali. We the best. She like how I be.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Somebody says Fred threatened to quit like Lance. Did Lance threaten to quit?
I don't know.
I guess we'll ask him when he's on. Listen, the Texans don't. I mean, my life is just fine. I don't care about I don't care if they want to suck the life out of the fan base here. That's their choice. We'll just keep.
They've done it.
Yeah, we'll just keep telling them. So, what you mentioned something on Twitch you wanted to get to here.
Oh well, we were talking about the Arizona play and the DeAndre Hopkins and how, I mean, he's cemented it even further as the worst trade ever.
Yeah,
DeAndre Hopkins is so good; it's ridiculous. And
Simple.
He had no business catching that football.
Simple question. If the Texans have him yesterday and not the Cardinals, do they win that game?
Probably.
I think he would have made enough plays to win the game for him.
If the Cardinals had David Johnson and not DeAndre Hopkins, do they win that game yesterday? Would David Johnson have caught that jump ball? Would he have basically Randy Mossed three defensive backs in the end zone?
I guess that's, okay, one minor positive. Duke Johnson looked a hell of a lot better than David Johnson, there was nowhere to run, and at least on a couple of plays, he turned it into 3 yards as opposed to getting tackled in the backfield every time. So that's something, and I'd love to say, oh, well, they need to draft a running back in the second or third round. Second round, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have that luxury, but, I'm afraid.
You can find undrafted free agents. If you have a good front. Oh, never mind. Jack Easterby. No. that is definitely going to go down as one of the worst. I mean, it already is one of the worst trades. It may be the worst and certainly the dumbest because it was unnecessary. And if it was all because of a personality conflict, that automatically makes it number one. I think the good news is you get to hate Bill O'Brien for the rest of your lives. For what he did, trading away Hopkins.
Yeah, good for him. So. Good for him. Yeah, I mean, it would have been, you wouldn't have wanted to pay DeAndre Hopkins. You know, he wanted more money, so it makes sense. Like, why would you want to pay? Like, that's the thing the Texans don't like to do, pay top five guys at their position top five money. They like to pay, like, top 20 guys top five money. That's the move.
Yeah, well.
Why would you pay somebody who earns it?
Well, that's silly. You've got to earn it on the practice field.
Exactly.
That's where you earn your keep, on the practice field.
That's all those baby mamas, man.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Yeah, he was a bad guy because he had sex with multiple women.
Jack Easterby does not approve of baby mamas. But, yeah, hey, good for him that he's having a really good season, and he's helped make them better. I still hate him for making that catch because it cost me a bunch of money, but, hey, you know, that's gambling. You're going to miss a few. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 is, I was telling you, I think we're on Twitch. There's a new iOS for the Mac, and when I downloaded, there wasn't enough room. So I had to go delete all my emails, and I forgot there were some I actually needed.
Whoops.
So I listened to the interview from the bench with the Texans team president. There's no fix for this team. The only hope is the McNair sell the franchise. You can give that up. That's not happening. McNairs aren't selling the franchise.
They don't have another. There's no other way for them to make money now that Bob's dead.
I mean, you know, that's the thing. You know, I hate to say it, but that's 100% accurate. That's her income. Congratulations. But I mean, there really is no hope. I think the Band-Aid for 2021 of keeping these guys is that's just such a huge mistake. It's such a huge mistake. And why would we expect anything different? And by the way, how old's Romeo going to be next year? I don't want to put Biden on him, but do we think he's going to make it?
I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot to ask of a guy of that age. Well, good luck. Good luck with Jesus Easterby as your guy. And I would say, well, you know, if they go and hire some really good personnel people and clean out all the O'Brien guys, but why would I think that? The guy signed off on the Hopkins trade. To me, that's, you know what that is? We always talk about levels of mistakes and what you can forgive people for. Signing off on the Hopkins trade is the equivalent of being a murderer.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't, I'm sorry, I can't forgive you for that. There's no, well, maybe it's manslaughter. No, it's murder. Speaking of which, I watched a murder doc this weekend about a guy who was wrongly, I think it was called Trial 4.
I don't know that I've seen that. All I know is all we can talk about, all we're going to talk about from now on this show is murder documentaries. Instead of the Texans, every Monday morning we'll just come in and we'll talk about
they're better. Yeah.
Trial 4.
It's about this guy, shocker, black guy in Boston who got charged with killing a white cop.
Oh, Sean Ellis.
Yeah, and it's it takes you through the whole thing. And the guy got tried 3 times. He had 2 mistrials. And then finally they convict him. And then later on they got it, you know, finally got it overturned, but he was in jail for 22 years.
Okay. Yeah, I have not seen it yet, but it's on my list of things to watch.
It's pretty good. It is, like most of these, pretty slanted. But
what?
They tried to, well, the guys that were on the other side of it wouldn't be interviewed because it involved corrupt cops and everything right. else. So you couldn't really get their side of it. But it was, but the lady who plays his, well, not plays, who actually was his attorney, sometimes I still think of it as acting, was really, really good, that managed to find the stuff that would get him a new trial. And listener Steven asked, if we hire Romeo, do we get that free pick? I don't know that.
No, you don't. If it's your own, if it's your own team, you don't get a pick.
Well, see, I don't see how that makes sense.
It doesn't, but
because
none of it makes sense.
Because wouldn't that encourage you to promote your own guys?
But yeah, that's not the way it works.
Because if it did, I could almost buy it for a year. Not well. You still got to go get a new GM. That I won't buy. I won't accept the fact that they're going to do this. But if he did it and went out and got some real coordinators. You know, veteran guys that I've always said that, then yeah. So he says, I feel like there should be a documentary about O'Brien's tenure with the Texans. Would you guys watch? No, we had to live it.
Yeah, I've seen it all.
Yeah, there's nothing there at this point that justifies anything he did. He is a franchise murderer. And just like in real murder, if you're in the car with the guy, you get charged too, Jack Easterby. You were in the car on the Hopkins trade.
Yep.
Maybe you were the driver. Maybe you were just saying, okay, yeah, I'll take some of the money. But yeah, you were in the car. That's murder. See? I managed to pull the two together. How about that? Flea says, Romeo's almost as old as Fred. That's ancient. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. And, you know, everybody says, oh, how about this guy for GM? How about obviously... There's almost any name you can throw out there would be better.
Yeah.
But
who knows what they're thinking? Because if they're really thinking about Jack Easterby staying, I mean, what faith do you have in this thing at all?
Well, and I don't have any, but it was Ian Rappaport, right? That reported it.
Yes.
And I don't know if he was O'Brien's guy. But he had somebody in the Texans that fed him everything. So maybe it's O'Brien feeding him that. ESPN, your number is 713-780-3776. Well, you know, we got We got some more good news from the Rockets we can talk about here next segment. And 5 o'clock, we'll go through all the other games for you. And we're supposed to have Lance today at 5:30.
Okay.
So we can ask why he wanted to quit. And Eric Warner?
Yep.
He'll be calling in. He's still in Colorado?
Yep.
Always a pleasure to have Eric on. So should be a fun show for a Monday. And despite the fact that, you know, your Texans are basically on their way to becoming... Yeah, we joke about the Lions. They're not even going to be the Lions. If they continue on this path, well, I guess the bright side is you know in 2022 you'll have a top five pick for a new
yes. Coach that'll and be GM. Nice. What a mess.
Yeah, this is and I'd heard that the president had said that they were more concerned with getting fans in the seats and stuff like that. Guess what? You keep going down this path, that's not going to happen. AR says maybe Luno can come help us cheat our way to a win after he takes a bunch of Astros money.
I mean, I'd take it.
Hey, I'd be happy to have him here. I know he can build a team, even if it's a different sport. If you can find a way to cheat, my goodness,
God
cheat.
Bless him.
Cheat yeah. away.
Cheating's much less punitive in the NFL anyway.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. Everybody does it, but you just, draft pick. And that's the end of it.
Big deal.
Yeah.
The Texans don't use those anyway.
There's a Rockets rumor I want to throw out there when we come back that you're not.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. We'll see what your favorite one is. And yeah, I'll credit to Jason Braddock, who basically went through and like every possible trade. He had like the players they get back, how you could rebuild the roster and trade both those guys. And the names I'm seeing are like, they're not any good. It's just there. Here's our garbage.
Yeah. Shocker.
Yeah.
All right. I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. If you own your home and you'd like to save some money on your homeowner's insurance, TGS is a great way to do that. And here's why. They're so simple. They make it so darned easy. All you got to do is send a text message. You text the word money to 232323. They're going to reply back and ask for your address. You send that over, and they're going to send you a full insurance quote, firm quote, with excellent coverage in 15 seconds. How about that, bud? The average customer saving over $900. I saved over $1,000 a year on my homeowner's insurance. That could be you. Graham down the hall saved $2,600 a year on homeowner's insurance. If you don't know what you're paying, there's a good reason to find out, because you're probably paying way too much. Don't let that be you. Text the word money to 232323. They'll take care of the back end. They'll get you refunded on your old policy. Start you saving money right now. 232323. Text the word money to start saving now.
You're listening to The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm seeing a lot of, is Kyler Murray the MVP front runner now?
No.
I mean, his
number. Patrick Mahomes has 25 touchdowns and one interception. And he plays on a team that is almost a consensus. People consider them the best team.
Yeah. And I would still have Josh Allen ahead of him. And two other guys that I would certainly throw in that conversation that aren't quarterbacks, Dalvin Cook and Alvin Kamara. I don't know that they're not going to win because they're not quarterbacks. But, yeah, I think I mean, it's easy to get caught up in a play like that, and it was all exciting, but...
He also got bailed out.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he just chucked a ball up and got lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if he tried that 20 more times, it doesn't work. Although, I mean, you could say the same thing about one of the big throws that Deshaun had yesterday that was, like, third down and what... I don't remember third down and what, but he... basically on the run. He's like falling down, getting sacked, and just chucks the ball.
And it just happens to go to where there was a player.
That works.
Yeah.
And some, you know what? I mean, you got to get lucky sometimes, but.
Well, and even on the touchdown, somebody ran the wrong route there.
Yeah.
You just had two guys right in front of each other. If I had to guess, it'd be Will Fuller, but
yeah.
You know. But no, Will Fuller's great, man. Oh. So
if Alvin Kamara was in that conversation, I think he may have been taken out of it yesterday when he had like 8 carries for 15 yards.
Yeah, I mean, he's also one big game away from being right back. That's why it's, you know, I wouldn't rule him out yet. And especially without Drew Brees, he's going to have to
carry him.
So apparently your favorite player, James Harden, prefers the Brooklyn Nets.
That's the request, apparently.
I'm seeing stuff out of Philadelphia saying, oh, the Sixers think they can get him without having to give up Embiid or Simmons. Okay.
That means they think they can give the Rockets really bad contracts and still get him.
And all their bad players and get him. Yeah, that's that's like some of the calls we used to get on trades. I'm wondering if we could trade let's trade PJ Tucker for LeBron James.
Now, I will say now that there's these 3 and 4 team trades, sometimes you can find a way because there are teams who are willing to just take on a bad contract, but usually they're not the team giving up the best player in the deal.
Right.
So that's the way it works. So nobody's going to just say, well, I'll take James Harden for Tobias Harris's bad contract. That doesn't work. But there might be a team who will say, you know what, we've got to spend a certain amount of money anyway. We can use a bad contract. It'll expire. We'll have cap space. We'll take Al Horford's deal, and you give us some draft picks or whatever,
right?
And we'll take we'll take the junk stuff, and you get the good piece.
Although, do we know if the Easterby of the Rockets can do this?
I don't know. But here's the deal. Like, I don't think the Sixers can do it without Embiid or Simmons. You have to get one of those guys. I think that here's the deal though. If you say, okay, let's give up Ben Simmons. Let's just say you want to do that. Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler played together. Jimmy Butler's a two-way superstar. Is it going to be better than Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler were, or like way better? I don't know. Honestly, Ben Simmons is a better two-way player than James Harden. Sure, you get that elite offense, but now you've got to work Joel Embiid into James's offense. And apparently, we found out here in James Harden's offense, there's no room for people taller than 6'5". So I don't know how that works out for Embiid.
Yeah, I think if you're the Rockets, well, I'm guessing with all these rumors, means Harden's gone too, right?
I would guess they're going to, I think they're going to try and clear both of them out of here, honestly.
And I think I'm okay with that.
I am too. I'm more than okay with it. And I understand that it will make this team irrelevant for 2 or 3 years. Okay.
How relevant are they?
Yeah,
now,
start a rebuild, get yourselves back up. Unfortunately, the Thunder have it feels like the Thunder have their draft picks for the next century. And if you look at the list of draft picks that Sam Presti's compiled, it's like, oh, my God, they're going to pick everybody.
It looks like, I don't know if you saw this, but there's a report out that they're trading Chris Paul to the Suns.
I saw that. Yeah.
That's a weird one. Well, they want to put
Booker back there with a veteran guy, take some pressure off him, some scoring pressure off of him. It's not crazy.
And guess what? OKC gets back another first round pick.
Well, there you go. What do you think they need?
I don't think they have enough of them. So, I mean, they'll be The good news is with all those picks that they've got, you can trade up and get a better player, or you can just, and he's done a good job of drafting there, no question. And if he gets a chance to have multiple shots at it, then that could be a very interesting team in a couple of years. Now, what you'd hope is the Rockets would do the same kind of thing. But do we know that we don't know that any of these guys can draft that have been in that front office because they never draft.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. But if I'm the Rockets and I can get back a young guy who can play a little bit and build around him.
Well, if it's what I'm hearing from the Nets, if it's Spencer Dinwiddie and LeVert and Torian Prince and Jared Allen, I mean, it's a start to a good young team. We saw what the Nets were. They weren't there, but it's a good start.
Yeah.
It's not a bad foundation. It's just so, we've said all along, you're not going to be able to get, when you trade a guy like James Harden, you don't get as big of a star in return. It's just impossible.
Yeah. Well, and that's okay, though. I mean, you're also, what you want to get is something you can work for the future with, because they don't have a future right now.
No.
And I'm totally okay with, if you're going to trade one, trade them both. Because, and if Westbrook doesn't want to be here, okay, see ya. And Harden doesn't want to be here. You know, he's still got some time left. Maybe they can, especially if he goes to the East, maybe he can get to a finals. Because I don't think there's too much over there to worry about. And the Celtics are, they're good, but they're not invincible, obviously. Heat will be interesting again. The Raptors will be there in the Bucks. But do any of those teams scare you? Especially knowing, boy, wouldn't it be fun to see playoff James against playoff Giannis?
Yeah. Yeah.
See who could gag it away. But, I just think it would be, it makes a ton of sense. So, what happened with Antonio Brown? Some kind of statement about, we are aware of the reported incident involving Antonio Brown prior to his signing. Just an Aaron Wilson tweet with no context. So when Antonio joined us, we were clear about what we expected and required of him. Thus far, he has met all the expectations we have in place. So I guess something else must have come out that he was involved with. Again, weird dude, but all right. Now I got to find out what the hell happened. That's what I get for checking Twitter. I want to go over, when we go to these other games, I want to do it a little bit differently this week. Because I want you to give me where you think each team is in terms of the hierarchy. When we go through the scores, talk about the games a little bit, but okay, this team is Texans bad, or this team is, they're on the verge, or this team's a legitimate contender. And especially when we get to Patriots Ravens.
Yeah.
I kind of want your opinion on both those guys. And again, before we go Patriots are back or Ravens suck, just remember what they played that game in. And that was a little bit of a factor. I mean, you can't run your offense the way you want. And
no.
It was just kind of an ugly game. And really the same thing with the Browns Texans. It wasn't as bad. But what do you always talk about when betting? It's wind.
Yep.
Wind affects everything. So
apparently Antonio Brown was accused of destroying surveillance cameras at his gated neighborhood in Miami.
Oh, I remember
back before
that story.
Signing with.
Yeah, that's nothing new.
That's old school.
Yeah, why are they tweeting that out now?
At least that's the only thing I'm seeing within the last hour of more headlines.
Know what he was doing, though? He didn't want his neighbors banging trash cans and telling what pitches were coming. So that's why he destroyed the cameras. Pretty simple. At least that would be my guess. Oh, boy. All right, you know what? We'll have Eric on a little bit later. I had a couple car box this weekend and a couple of weekend warriors, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, listen, man, we're going to have Eric on later on in the show, and we'll be talking about that delicious beer that he's brewing out there at Carbach. They have something for everyone at Carbach. Whatever kind of beer you're into, they got it there. If you want something light and easy drinking, they've got the Love Street. You want something that's smooth and really a good everyday drinker, I think Crawford Bach is about as good as it gets for an everyday drinker. They've got tons of hoppy beers, whether you want the Weekend Warrior, like we mentioned, or the Hopadillo, or a Rodeo Clown, or a Hop Light Circus, tons of different IPA options. And if you go into the brewery, they've got some specialties, some stouts, some things that, because it is stout season now in Texas. And there's something that sometimes you can find some nice old school stuff, some stuff that's been aging in their cellar for a couple years. It's just perfect this time of year. The menu, the food at Carbach is outstanding as well. So make sure you check that out while you're there. When you're out and about, try out some new, try out some old, whatever you do, try out some Carbach.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.